Good morning. God be with you today, and the Lord bless you very much today. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, for an inspiration from the Word of God, you know, there's some things sometimes are a little bit harder than other things in the Scripture. In John chapter 16, Jesus talks about some hard things. If we come to the Lord, there's sometimes there's persecution comes with it. And he addresses this in John chapter 16, verse 1 through 4. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of their synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you." You know, when we get born again and we get zealous for the Lord, you know, a lot of times it brings persecution. And most times throughout history, persecution comes from the religious. You know, our Anabaptist forefathers, they were persecuted by the Catholic Church. And it's still that way today. The religious people persecute the true Christians. And so Jesus told us these things would happen. And he says that we should not get offended if they do. You know, in Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." And so he tells us to be exceedingly glad. He tells us to rejoice. And so, but sadly, you know, many people get offended. And so let's not get offended when these things happen. He says, "Great is your reward in heaven." In the book of Acts, he says, "You must enter into the kingdom of God through much tribulation." And we go to the last verse in John chapter 16. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And so even in times of trials and persecution, we can be of good cheer. We can have peace with God. And he tells us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. So this morning, I don't know where you're at in life, but you know, in Timothy it says, "Yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Again, it says, "Yea, all that live godly." You know, if we are living a godly life, we will suffer persecution. There's no doubt about it. The Scripture is true. The Scripture does not lie. And so it's part of the Christian life. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to embrace suffering, to embrace persecution, to embrace being reviled. You know, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, the Scripture says. And so just inspiring you this morning to embrace the doctrine of suffering, this principle that God has chosen to refine his children, to prepare them, to fit them for the sky, to meet him in the air. You know, God has chosen this to put us through the fires, to burn off all the dross. So thank you for listening, and I encourage you, embrace it today and rejoice in it. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bless you and we praise you and we thank you again for the truth of your word, Lord. Help us not to be offended when we face trials and persecutions and reviling, but to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We committed this word into your hand. I pray, Lord, that it would just encourage believers today as each person listens to it. And may you receive glory and honor in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.